I cannot believe in a God like that. That was what the person said to me as I followed up with them. What do you mean by that? What is it that makes it impossible for you to believe? And they said, well, it's too distant. It's too high. It's too hard to understand. I have to suspend belief to even try to think about such things. I would rather have something that was more concrete and real. But you know, that objection is never really the truth. That objection is an excuse for unbelief. Because the truth is that all people naturally prefer an abstract God. All people naturally prefer a God who stays distant. A God who is just sort of a thought, an abstraction. When He is distant and abstract and difficult to understand, then that God can be shaped according to one's own personal liking. But Christianity is the opposite of that. The message of the Bible is that God, even in the midst of a fallen world, is committed to coming near. All the way through the Old Testament, we see God symbolically causing the people to see His presence, whether it be in the Holy of Holies in the temple, or a cloud, or a pillar of fire. God is always reminding His people that He is committed to coming near. Moses says, Lord, if You do not go with us, if Your presence is not visible to us, do not lead us out of here. See, the issue in the Bible is not that God is abstract and distant, but that the God of the Bible is a God committed to coming near. And we must deal with who He is. When we read the New Testament, we see the Word made flesh dwelling among us, the fulfillment of all of the promises of God coming near. And when we see people attacking Jesus in the New Testament, it's not because they do not understand Him. It's because they understand Him so clearly. They understand the claims that He is making. They understand that He is saying that He is the Eternal One, that He is equal with God, that He and the Father are one, that He keeps saying, I am, taking the Old Testament name for God. They understand what He's saying, and that's what makes them uncomfortable, and that's what causes them to desire to attack Him. But it's not only those who are outside the Christian faith who like to turn their faith into abstractions. It is also those who follow Him. When His followers do so, Jesus keeps redirecting them away from their abstract thoughts and to the concrete reality of the gospel and what He has come to do and its implications.